Welcome to Unsigned 518's weekend spotlight for the weekend of May the 2nd, 2025. Gonna do a little bit of a special episode this time to celebrate the Eddies. The Eddies were this past weekend, and a bunch of people that are my friends won awards, including, I guess you could include myself. Metroland won for, you know, Arts Publication of the Year, and that's huge, and I wanted to celebrate it, and I wanted to celebrate some other artists as well. And at the end of the show, I do also have a little bit of a story that's non-music related, ties ever so slightly into the Eddies, but it's really just a long story that I wanted to get out, and this is my only outlet. So I'm going to put it at the end of the show for those that don't care to hear it, and those that do want to hear it can stick around, but I'll put that at the end. But anyway, got music coming up from Glass Pony, Sydney Worthley, Deb Cavanaugh and Dandelion Wine, Katie Gallagher, and so much more. So without further ado, let's get started.
Weekend spotlight, the weekend, all right. The weekend spotlight, the weekend, all right.
Andy Scullin is such a good dude. The kind of guy that it's easy to talk to. He's got some cool stuff he'd like to share with you.
Yeah, you.
It's the weekend.
You know what you should do. It's the weekend spotlight, the weekend, all right. The weekend spotlight, the outside 518.
All right, so what I'm going to kind of do is I've really just picked a few artists that won their category and kind of have a tie to the show or me personally, you know, whether they're friends or Metroland colleagues or whatever. But and then I'm just going to play some music, you know, talk about the award that they won, and then, you know, play the music. That's really what I want to do with this show. So I'm gonna play some fucking music from some great local artists. And first band that I'm gonna play is Glass Pony. They won Jam Band of the Year, and they've been on the show, recently. I don't know when it was, but I just talked to them a day or two ago, and we're gonna get them back on the show because they're a great band and I really like what they're doing, and they won Jam Band of the Year. So we're going to play a Glass Pony song to start the show off. This one is Bottom of the Ocean, and it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
I'm at the bottom of the ocean, and the ocean's filled with time. I see the bottom of the boats as they're passing me by, and they've got no idea I'm down here. I said I like it that way, but at the bottom of the ocean, it doesn't matter what you say. Is it the bottom of the ocean or just another day? I don't know how long I've been down here, no longer counting the days. I'm not sure why. Another day.
That was Bottom of the Ocean, Glass Pony, here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. And they, of course, won Jam Band of the Year at the 2025 Eddies, the Thomas Edison Awards that were held at Proctor's in Schenectady. All right, so next is Sydney Worthley, and I honestly can't say enough good things about Sydney, not only as a songwriter, but as a human being. She's such a great person. I enjoy talking to her every time I get a chance to. I enjoy watching her perform, and her music is great. It's played in the Dazzle Den a lot. So Sydney won Pop Artist of the Year this year at the Eddies, and to honor that, we're going to play a track from Sydney. I talked to her today and asked if there was a particular song that she would like me to play, and she chose Bend, which I agree with. Great freaking song. So here's Sydney Worthley, Pop Artist of the Year at the 2025 Eddies with Bend, here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spot. Sydney Worthley with Bend. And Sydney, congratulations on winning Pop Artist of the Year at this year's Eddies. So up next is Deb Cavanaugh, and I cannot say enough good things about Deb, too. I actually, you know, that's why they're all included in the episode, because I can't say enough good things about. But Deb was on the show early on is when I met her, and she's very active in the scene. She goes to a lot of shows. She is very supportive of music, you know, and she's a folk musician, but she's very supportive of other act. You know, I've seen her at fucking metal shows, and you know, like, Deb is just a supportive person, a great human being. And you know, as a lot of you know, it was in the winter, late last year, she took a nasty fall and was like really, really very, very messed up and not sure how much of a recovery she was going to make. And she ended up making a full recovery and is back out kicking ass, doing her music. And she won Folk Traditional Artist of the Year at this year's Eddie. So I am so, so happy for Deb. It was so good to see her at the Eddies, and really cool seeing her. Every picture that I see on socials of her holding that award just makes me so fucking happy. So congratulations, Deb, for winning Folk Traditional Artist of the Year at this year's Eddies. And because, you know, and it's funny, like, you know, she's a folk artist, and folk traditional is a category, but I would not call Deb traditional. She is a folk artist who, you know, walks her own path and does her own thing, and it is so awesome to hear her do this song. This one's Electric Avenue, which is a cover of the Eddie Grant song, but like you've never heard it before. It's so freaking good. And again, congratulations, Deb. But this is Electric Avenue, Unsigned 5 and 8's Weekend Spotlight.
Rock down to
That is Deb Cavanaugh, Electric Avenue. And congratulations again to Deb for Folk Traditional Artist of the Year. So up next is Katie Gallagher, and I'm not going to say, oh, I can't say enough good things about her, because it's just going to be implied. We'll just imply that from now on. But Katie did something really, really cool at the Eddies this year. She won an award not only for solo or duo Artist of the Year, but she also won an award for Songwriter of the Year, which is just un-frickin' real. And I'm so proud of her and happy for her. And she deserves every single bit of it. She's working hard. She writes great songs and performs flawlessly all over and works very hard. So congratulations, Katie, for solo, duo Artist of the Year and Songwriter of the Year at this year's Eddies. So I'm going to play from Katie a song called Caught in the Middle, and it's just one of many amazing songs that she has. So go follow all these artists on whatever platform, Apple Music or Spotify or Bandcamp, or, you know, look them up and support them, because just a couple likes or listens goes a long way. And you know, especially on Bandcamp, you know, a $5 purchase on Bandcamp is like more streams than a lot of bands will ever hit. So that's just to put that in perspective. But anyway, it's Caught in the Middle, Katie Gallagher, Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
Houses that we pass every time we're on the road, and it's days like these that I need to know. Oh, 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 oh. Is it something that I'll ever own? Well, I don't. I just wanna know I'm doing right.
the Middle, Katie Gallagher here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. An eerie, eerie, eerie. So I was thinking when I was putting the show together, you know, because obviously Erie are my homies and TJ is my he's my fucking editor. He's not my colleague. He's the editor at Metroland. Like, I report directly to him. But so I was like, you know, do I play an Erie song or not? Because obviously I'm just incredibly proud of those guys. And for them to win Best Alt Indie is just, it's very well deserved. And I'm just like, I'm over the moon with it. But anyway, so ultimately I decided, you know what, I'm not going to, just because I didn't want it to appear as though, you know, I'm constantly, I mean, I always play my friends, whatever, it's my show. But I was like, you know what, I'm not going to play an Erie song. And then when I got the email from my boys at Our Band Show about what they were spotlighting this week, they were like, you know what, in honor of their Eddie's win, we're going to feature Erie. So it just happens to work out that I get to play Erie and I can be like, oh, huh. It's just, you know, I didn't choose it. But anyway, let's check in. We're going to talk to Patrick this week at Our Band Show and see what he has to say about Erie. So over to you, Patrick.
Thank you, Andy, and welcome in to Our Band Show. As the Eddie's Award season begins to wrap up, Chris and I would love to congratulate the winners and praise all the nominees for their contributions to a great music scene. We had a lot of great bands from the 518, such as the Sugarhold, the Pine Boys, and the Snorts, all join us for great sessions in the studio. This week, we'd like to spotlight this year's winner of the Alternative / Indie Artist of the Year, Erie. When on our show, TJ Foster described a little bit of the group's recording process that leads to the creation of their fantastic music.
Yeah, it's you know, I've been doing recording for quite a while, and I always just find it's better on my mental status if I'm kind of working at my own pace, as opposed to, you know, you book a studio for 5 to 7 days and you're kind of on the clock, you know, like you have to get something done by X time, otherwise you don't finish the thing, right? Whereas if I'm recording out of my house, if my voice isn't feeling right that day, I can just say, okay, I'm going to sleep on it and do it another day. And that's kind of just, it helps kind of get out of that, you know, perfectionist mindset a little bit, which we all suffer from. But yeah, it was great. I mean, I every time I do a record, I like to kind of try and push myself to another level of what I'm capable of doing. So I try and learn something. I try and acquire new equipment, things like that. And with this record, there was a lot of that. We set up some, Chad helped build some like baffling walls that we put up in our garage, my garage, around the drum kit to kind of isolate things a little bit. That was wild. Everything else was kind of done in my basement. So yeah.
It gave us the leg room to kind of really flesh the tunes out.
Suburban Mayhem was a great album. And for me, so many of the lyrics just connect. Sometimes I feel I find myself asking what the hell is wrong with me, or even just find myself struggling to get past the front gate. If you haven't guessed it by now, here is one of my favorite Erie songs, My Rusted Armor.
Thoughts in my head, and I have to will my way out of bed. Never learn to finish a goddamn thing. Oh, on the day that I die, I might forget my wings. I've got a plastic little box in my chest. I've got a rusty coat of armor covering the rest. Got no cells in my brain left to process. I've got a lag in my everyday footsteps. Yeah, what the hell is wrong with me? Yeah, what the hell is wrong with me? Yeah.
feels like I'm sipping a drink through a paper straw. Am I a narcissist or just an American? Oh, at the end of the day, what's the difference? I've got a plastic little box in my chest. I hope the bags under my eyes start to weigh less. I know I need to get myself back in real shape, but I can never seem to make it past the front gate. Yeah, what the hell is wrong with me? I've got a rusty coat of armor covering the rest. Got no cells in my brain left to process. I've got a lag in my everyday footsteps. I've got a plastic little box in my chest. Hope the bags under my eyes start to weigh less. I know I need to get myself back in real shape, but I can never seem to make it past the front gate.
Wow, such an amazing performance from a group of fantastic artists. The rest of their amazing set with us can be found on our YouTube channel, at Our Band Show. Erie is likely to remain on my playlist for a long time. I dig their new album as well, the highs, the lows, and everything in between. I want to congratulate them again, as well as all the other nominees of the Eddie Awards. And Andy, I want to send it back to you.
Thank you so much, Patrick. And again, check out Our Band Show on YouTube or on the socials. It's just at Our Band Show or OurBandShow.com. So JB, a.k.a. Dirty Moses, is this year's hip-hop rap artist of the year. And let me count the ways in how cool this dude is and what he means to the show and me personally and my band. When we were putting ideas together for this album that we just put out, Frequencies, available on all streaming services May 17th. No, but that's true. But when we were putting together this new album, we had this little jam that we did that Lonnie had written, and it had just a hook, you know, a vocal hook that was, you know, 15 seconds long, and then it was some instrumental stuff. And as he was like kind of thinking of ways to fill that in, I threw out the idea, and it was kind of a joke, but I was like, that like sounds like the perfect place to feature a hip hop artist. You know, just keep that hook, have a hip hop artist do everything else, and that's a song. And nobody took it as a joke in the band at all, like right out of the gate, and they were like, let's do that, you know, and so we were like, well, who can we get to do it? And again, kind of like I was like, well, you know, let's grab the dude at the top of his game, JB, you know, I'll ask JB, and then we'll work backwards from there, kind of thing. So, you know, if he says no, then, you know, we'll ask somebody else, whatever. So I reached out to him and was just like, you know, what is there any chance that you would do this on this song? And he responded immediately and was like, yeah, I will do that for you. And I was just like, oh my God, he's gonna, so we went into the studio, we laid down the tracks for the song, you know, and then TJ, who produced the album, he communicated with JB, and we didn't hear any of it until it was completely done. We didn't hear any of JB's part. We didn't hear a demo. We didn't hear early ideas of what it was going to be. We just got sent the final and were blown away. Like, could not have been happier. It was like the tightest fucking it like elevated that song that, like, you know, it was there, but it was missing something, but it took it to beyond what we thought it could be. So JB, thank you fucking so much for what you did for the band. You've taken that song and given us something that, like I said, is beyond what we could have imagined, and we're very proud of it, and we're proud of it because of you, man. Like, you took that song where it needed to be. So thank you so much, JB. And also, as many people may know by now, in a couple weeks at Andy Palooza, which is May 17th at Single Cut in Clifton Park, JB has announced that he is going to be doing a special set there. We also have Camtron 5000, who performed at the Eddies. And if anybody saw his performance, obviously, like, that was some fucking top level shit. Like, you know, all the choreography and the, yeah, it was just amazing. But yeah, Camtron's going to do a set. JB is going to do a set. We have Ab the Autocrat, who was up for Hip Hop Artist of the Year. We have Pigsquisite, which is Exquisite, and Mr. Pigs, who are two fucking amazing MCs. And we also have, well, short wave radio band, but yeah, we have Gozer, who it just announced are going to be opening up for Queensryche at Alive at 5 this year. And then we have Brother Junction to cap it all off. And if you don't know Brother Junction, I'm not even going to say anything. You'll recognize the dudes in the band, and you're going to be fucking blown away by them. Actually, you know what? Go follow them on Instagram right now. But that's the one-day lineup at Andy Palooza. Plus, we're going to have vendors. We have DCPC, which is a record label. They're going to be there. We have merch vendors that are going to be there. There's we're sponsored by MB Farm, a cannabis company. So there's going to be weed there. You know, it's going to be amazing. And Single Cut is my favorite place. So come out May 17th, Single Cut, Andy Palooza 3. It's going to be happening at 4:00. But anyway, back to JB winning Hip Hop Rap Artist of the Year. Spoke to him today, and he sent me over the latest. It's called Ghosts, and it is so goddamn appropriate for this room. I've listened to it like 10 times today. It's Pac-Man and Weed. And if you know the Dazzle Den, Pac-Man and Weed mix very well in the Dazzle Den. I have a Miss Pac-Man machine. I got some Pac-Man lights. And yeah. So anyway, it's the latest from JB, a.k.a. Dirty Moses, Hip Hop Rap Artist of the Year. The song is called Ghosts.
Bit into a moon rock, now I'm out of space. Microdosing took me to Mars, I can't feel my face. I'm feeling out of place, but I just ride the wave. I'm not coming down, I kinda like this phase. I don't really smoke, I like my lungs clear. Super Mario on these shrooms, I feel like someone's here.
Who's there? Hey, who's that?
Paranoia setting in, I got something to fear. Nah, I'm just in my feelings and shit is getting weird. I'm like Pac-Man on these edibles. Now I'm seeing ghosts.
Ghosts.
Now I'm seeing ghosts.
Ghosts.
Now I'm seeing ghosts.
Ghosts.
I'm like Pac-Man on these edibles. Now I'm seeing ghosts.
Ghosts.
Now I'm seeing ghosts.
Ghosts.
Now I'm seeing ghosts.
Ghosts.
Got me doing the most. Popcorn will never be the same. The butter went straight to my brain. These brownies, I can't forget the taste. Washed it down with the cool bev. Now I feel no pain. This is insane. My mind and my heart starts to race. I'm trying to keep up with this pace. My pressure's all over the place. My lady called the ambulance. I can see the fear in her face. Wait. I'm about
the plateau. Everything is moving mad slow. Please give me some water, cause it feels like there's some cotton in my throat. I don't wanna choke, no. Nope, yeah, this is apropos. Heightened extrasensory perception got me laughing, yo. Might have to hit the bathroom as this passes through my soul. I probably should've smoked, whoa. I'm like Pac-Man on these edibles. Now I'm seeing ghosts. Now I'm seeing ghosts. Now I'm seeing ghosts. I'm like Pac-Man on these edibles. Now I'm seeing ghosts. Now I'm seeing ghosts. Now I'm seeing ghosts. Got me doing the most.
JB, a.k.a. Dirty Moses, with Ghosts here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. And if you're wondering why I seem like extra manic today, it's because I am extra manic today. I did a big video project at work over the last couple days. It has been in the works for like several months, and it was a very, very high stress, very high stress thing for me. A lot of money on the line if I was to somehow fuck up what I'm doing, and it's over as of today. I got all the shit that I need. Well, now the work really starts. But anyway, I'm very full of manic energy and caffeine today, so I apologize. Anyway, I'm gonna close out the show. I put out, I don't know, last week or something, a thing on social that was just kind of like, hey, you know, if you want to just send me a song, just for whatever reason, just send me a song. And this band, Blast Craze, took me up on it. They sent me their latest single. It came out, as I'm recording this, it came out today. As you're listening to it, today is yesterday. That's not confusing at all. But yeah, it came out April 30th. It's called Tony the Pony. And I'm going to read here from Blast Craze's press kit a little bit about them. It says here, three mutants from the vault. Blast Craze is a three-piece punk band from Gloversville, New York, formed in 2023. Drawing deeply from the well of pop culture from the past century, Blast Craze blends punk, hardcore, and rock and roll into a coherent sound. The influence of movies, comic books, and life experience are exposed through the band's lyrics and imagery. The three members, Tony Anzalone, Adam Hannes, and Jason Bowie, have played music together in different permutations for decades. Albany, New York is the scene that the band calls home and the best place to catch a Blast Craze show. Tony the Pony is the band's first original single released on April 30th. The song is self-recorded and produced, keeping the punk and hardcore DIY ethos while adding modern production fidelity. Raise your fist and bang your head till your damn brain falls out. Blast Craze is a thrash punk crossover stomper that is a high speed and low brow. Not bad for a punk trio that loves old rock and roll. Let's check it out. Tony the Pony, Blast Craze, on Time 5 and 8's Weekend Spot.
Yeah.
All right, that was Blast Craze with Tony the Pony on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. And I said earlier, you know, I mean, that is it for the show, but I did say that I was going to add a story at the end that's tangentially related to the Eddies, but I just thought it was wild. So a lot of people know I don't really use Facebook that much, certainly not for personal reasons. I use it for business, for the podcast occasionally, but for the most part, like I'm an Instagram dude. And even on Instagram, I don't use like my personal Instagram, because Unsigned 518 is verified, and it's essentially like my brand and me, because like it's, you know, like it's me. So I barely use what started out as my personal. But because of the Eddies win, like, you know, I was super fucking proud. And there's people on a ton of people. Most of the people like on my personal Instagram page don't cross over into people that follow the podcast. You know, it's people that I grew up with or family or whatever. And so I posted on my personal Instagram, and it was just like a little joke. Like, it was a picture of me holding the trophy, and it's a joke that I've said before on social media, like publicly, and like it's a joke. It was not pointedly directed at anybody at all. Well, I mean, like, yeah, I'll get to that. But so the joke is, you know, it says the quote is, you know, my high school guidance counselor said that I'd never amount to anything, and then the punchline is, you know, lucky guess. And that's the joke, you know. It's just like, that's the joke. So my post, I had the comment, it just said, this is for my high school guidance counselor who told me I'd never amount to anything. Lucky guess, but now I have an award. And then it was like, jerk, you know. So that it was just like a joke. And because I don't go on Facebook, and I never go on Facebook on my personal thing, a day or two went by, and like the post on Instagram got like fucking 20 likes. It got like nothing, like no, zero comments, or maybe a couple comments that were like congratulations. No, nobody, like, people either got the joke or whatever. And a day or two goes by, and I just happen to glance over at Facebook, and I see that I've got a lot of notifications, and I normally don't like have many. So that post over there had like 200 and something likes, like 250 something likes, and just a fucking litany of comments blasting my high school guidance counselor. But not just like the innocuous, like, oh, that guy sounds like a dick, but like calling him out by name. And apparently, and I mean, the thing about it is even though it is a joke, it's true. Like, I mean, it is true. Like, he did, without question, like, tell me I was, you know, destined for failure and I was never going to amount to shit. And like, it was unreal. Like, and but the thing that is wild about it is reading this, I'm reading all these comments from like people that I went to high school with that are saying the same thing. They're all just like, oh, he said that to me. He told me to drop out. He told me, one of them was, he told me girls aren't good at math and not to pursue what I wanted to pursue because girls aren't good at math. And that person is super successful in the path that they chose to pursue, which is very, very heavily reliant on math. And like, one guy was like, you know, I wanted to go to this college. I won't say which one or whatever, but I wanted to go to this college. And he told me not to even try because I would never get accepted. I tried anyway, got accepted. There was just tons of wild shit. And they're all, and I never said anybody's, not only did I not say anybody's name, but like when I wrote it, I honestly was not thinking my personal experience with my actual guidance counselor when I was in high school 30 something years ago. Like, I was riffing, it was a bit, it was a joke, but it exposed something that I did not know was there. And it really fucks with me because it got me thinking, like, because I just believe that, you know, like when he like, because I wasn't a great student and I kind of thought that he was just like calling it as he sees it and telling me, you know, how it was, you know, like you're not going to amount to shit. Like, sorry, kid, but you're not. And I believed that for so fucking long. And I thought it was because it was just me. And there was even like past teachers in that thread being like, oh yeah, for sure, it's that dude, and like calling him out by name and being like, he was known for that, that's what he did. And I'm like, he like how many kids did he fuck up? How many kids did he fuck up in all those years? Because he did a number on me, and I like literally thought, you know, I believed him, like I said, first of all, and I just thought it was unique to me because that's who. But he was saying that to good students and great people, and it was just wild that a joke about an award that I won exposed this. You know, it's fucking crazy. And you know, I didn't cut, you know, and I'm not gonna say his name here, and I didn't say it there. You know, I confirmed like to the several dozen people that said his name, that, but like, I guess I don't really care if he gets a bunch of shit for it. Honestly, like, I don't care if he gets a bunch of shit for it. And even if, you know, even if he's a good person now or whatever, like, yeah, it was just wild. Anyway, that's my non-music related story that I wanted to get off my fucking chest and put on record somewhere, just because that's how I process things. Yeah, and anyway, I'm Andy Scullin. This is Unsigned 518. See you on the road. Unsigned 518 is produced and hosted by me, Andy Scullin. New episodes are available every week wherever you stream podcasts. If you'd like to help support the show, please like and subscribe wherever you are listening. Or you could buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/unsigned518. If you would like to advertise on the show, send me an email at unsigned518@gmail.com. And to be a guest on the show, reach out to me through Instagram at unsigned518. Take care of one another, and I'll see you next week.